This news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And also by Zimmerman and Son Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, as well as McBoob's Laundromat and Mini Mart located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBoob's for a stress-free laundry day. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Have some more court cases here in Huron County today. Daniel Matthew Bann has pled guilty to domestic violence charge involving his own grandfather. The incident stemming from a dispute over a leaf blower November 26th in Caseville Township, Huron County, saw Bann strike his grandfather in the back while he was on a stairway. Bann is a first-time offender, accepted a plea deal resulting in a deferment judgment under the Spousal Abuse Act. He's been sentenced to 6-month probation, which includes a domestic violence awareness program, 18 hours of community service, and $765 in fines and cost. A review hearing is set for August 2026. If all terms are met, the conviction will be thrown out. Also in court today, Michigan felony assault case saw a significant shift in legal representation. Jared Cash Butterfield attorney Dallas Rooney was granted his motion to withdraw, citing a breakdown in communication and a past conflict of interest, including Rooney's recent ex-wife he also represented in the past. The court appointed Jessica Risky to represent Butterfield in his serious felony case, which involves charges of assault with intent to do great bodily harm or by strangulation. Butterfield will continue to represent himself in two separate misdemeanor cases. Prosecutors offered a plea deal, which included waiving a preliminary examination and pleading guilty to both counts of habitual offender enhancement. However, the defense, after consulting with Mr. Butterfield, declined the offer, opting to instead proceed to a preliminary examination. Scheduling for the examination is now a key issue. While initially it was set for the 20th, the defense requested a 1-week adjournment to the 27th to allow new counsel time to review discovery and prepare. Mr. Butterfield agreed to this delay despite his right to a hearing within 21 days. The prosecution also noted potential witness availability concerns for both dates. The court will finalize the preliminary examination date in the balance. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Hey, it's Mark.
And Misty.
Here at McBoob's Laundromat. Come in to see us, located at the corner of North Main Street and Brown Street in Elkton, where we offer drop-off, wash, dry, and folding service for $1.50 a pound. We also have pressing service. Don't run around last minute trying to get your best duds clean and crisp for get-togethers. Save yourself the hassle. Get your shirts and slacks done here for $3.50 each. We are accepting laundry vouchers from Huron Behavioral Health and now have gift certificates available to be used anywhere in the facility. Self-service laundry is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The drop-off service and store is open Thursday through Monday from 11 to 7. Those times don't fit into your busy schedule? Call us at 989-551-5192 to arrange a time more convenient for you. We at McBoob's Laundromat and Mini Mart are here to serve you.
Also in court today, Vincent Michael Siegel has accepted a plea deal avoiding jail time for a domestic dispute case. Siegel pled no contest to disorderly person loitering, a misdemeanor, with the original charge being dismissed. His attorney, Andrew Lockhart, stated no contest plea was a strategic move to protect Siegel from potential civil liability stemming from an acceleration of his father on January 1st, 2026, which involved pushing and shoving but no reported injuries. The court imposed fines totaling $675 with a $350 bond applied. Siegel now owes $360 payable at $30 a month for the next year. The judge warned that missing a payment could lead to additional fees, even a bench warrant. We'll be right back after this word.
Stop worrying about a power outage. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon. This is Jack Zimmerman. We will give you peace of mind with a Generac standby generator. They will automatically power your home or business, even when you're not around. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. Call us for a free quote.
This is Josh Zimmerman. We have financing plans available, and we can also maintain your current system and add options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in the cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family-owned for over 42 years. Call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
In a recent court decision, Andrew Wilbur has been sentenced to 6 months of probation for disturbing the peace, despite prosecutors' push for incarceration. The judge adopted the recommendation of the probation office, Officer Jesse Ozentoski, opting for probation over jail time in this case. Wilbur's probation comes with strict conditions, though, including 24 hours of community service due by June 1st of 2026, a ban from the Sweet Fire Tobacco Shop in Bad Axe. He also faces $615 in fines and costs payable by June 30th of 2026. A 15-day jail sentence has been suspended, serving as leverage. Any probation violation will trigger the jail time. In a separate matter, Wilbur received an unsuccessful discharge from probation for a previous stalking case, incurring an additional $200 fine in fees on top of the $755 already owed. The court ruling emphasized compliance with clear financial obligations and a jail sentence hanging in the balance should Weber fail to meet his terms. Two vehicle crash occurred Tuesday morning in downtown Ubley when a minivan ran a stop sign and struck an SUV around 7:25 a.m. According to local police, Bad Axe resident driving a Chrysler Pacifica failed to yield at the intersection of East Main Street and North Washington Street, colliding with a Chevy Trailblazer driven by Port Austin woman traveling southbound. A male passenger was also in the SUV at the time of impact. All three individuals escaped injury, and authorities say no one was seriously hurt. We'll be right back after this word from Bresky Siding and Building.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
The FDA issues warning on mouth taping trend. The Food and Drug Administration has joined sleep specialists in warning against the viral social media trend of mouth taping to improve breathing during sleeping. Doctors caution that this practice can be dangerous for individuals with undiagnosed sleep apnea. The agency recommends that anyone experiencing sleep-related breathing issues Consult a medical professional rather than follow an unverified wellness trend. The warning comes after a spike in emergency room visits related to minor respiratory distress from their patients. And that's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Zimmerman & Son Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, as well as McBoob's Laundromat and Mini Mart located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBoob's for a stress-free laundry day. I have two obituaries to share with you for today, February 12th, 2026. Marion Kathleen Woodwaska, 84, of Ruth, passed away Sunday, February 8th, 2026. Marion was born September 3rd, 1941. Mass Christian burial will be held at Sacred Heart Catholic Church of the St. Hubert Parish of Bad Axe at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, February 14th. Burial will take place at a later date at St. Mary's Church Cemetery in Parisville. Visitation for Marion will be Friday, February 13th, 2026, from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation on Saturday will be at the church beginning at 10:30 until the time of service at 11:30. A parish visual service will take place Friday at 6 p.m. at the funeral home, and a family would like to thank Julia Bloom for providing compassionate care to Marion over the last years and medical team at hospice services over the last month. Marlene S. Gentrier, 82, of Ruth, passed away Tuesday, February 10th, at her home. Marlene was born September 16th, 1943, in Parisville Township. Funeral Mass for Marlene will be held February 13th, 2026, at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church at the St. Isidore Parish. Burial will take place at a later date at the St. Mary's Church Cemetery. Visitation for Marlene will be Thursday from 2 to 8 at Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation on Friday will be at the church beginning at 10 to the time of service at 11. A rosary service will take place Thursday at 4 p.m. at the funeral home, and a time to share will take place at 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Memories can be shared with www.ramseyfuneralhome.com. And that's all the obituaries we have for this hour. You can also get those anytime at thumbnet.net.